Welcome back, this is RB. If you like this video at any point, hit the like button. It's the only thing that'll help us grow. And follow me on another platform, because I can get kicked off this one any day now. Links below. Let's get it. A woman with actual talent. A woman who doesn't have to use her sexuality, even though that outfit is kind of revealing. But look, I'm giving her a pass. She actually has talent. She's not on camera twerking or doing a little jiggle. Shout out to all the women who are beautiful, submissive, inspirational, submissive. Did I say submissive already? I'm going to say it three times. Submissive, submissive, submissive to their man. If there's any women out there like that, 90% of men still love you.
Holy basketballs, you guys.
I have a crazy one. So this girl DM'd me and said, "Hey girl, I saw your videos on TikTok and I wanted to know if you can message my man. This one might be interesting for you because he's a high profile professional athlete and you are perfect. He's in the NBA and plays for the... The season is starting in a few weeks and I wanted to know if he would agree to meet up with you when they're in LA."
This is pointless. If you have a man and he's in the NBA, you're not the only woman. You should have accepted that when you got with him. All women out there, if you have a high value man who's tall, handsome, successful, or any combination of those, you're not going to be the only woman he lays in bed with for 50 years. It's unrealistic. It's stupid to think that's going to happen. If you want any chance of monogamy, get with an average Joe guy. And even then, there's no guarantees, but it's your best chance. If you're with the NBA player, forget about it. Just enjoy the perks and let him do his thing.
And I said, "Of course, girl, I got you." So I hit him up and I said, "Hi, so I'm not sure if you're actually going to see this, but I've had the biggest crush on you for almost 2 years, ever since you played for the..." And then surprisingly, he actually did hit me back and he said, "Oh, you a fan? Where are you from?" And I said, "Oh, wow, didn't think you'd respond. Yes, I'm in LA." And then he says, "Text me," and gives me his number.
I mean, yeah, so many weak dudes out there, sucker dudes out there. They can't maintain discipline when it comes to a halfway decent looking woman. If I'm an NBA player, I'm not moving reckless like this. She could be setting me up to be robbed and deleted. That's all it took to get the number of an NBA player. Most of these dudes are suckers. Most professional sports players and people in the entertainment business, they punks and suckers.
So I texted him and I said, "Hey, it's Madeline from IG." And he said, "Hey," and was suspicious. So he said, "Send a selfie holding up two fingers." And I did. And he said, "Girl, you fine. We're in LA on the..."
Look, if you are going to do a test, a catfish test, I mean, a picture holding up two fingers, I mean, somebody might have already just had that in their phone. You got to have them hold up a toothbrush, one of their shoes, and a pencil balancing on their head. That's how you really know if it's them.
"Come chill after the game." And I said, "Oh my God, I would love to. Where should I meet you?" And then he said, "After party at the... We're going to have some fun." And so I said, "Oh yeah, sounds hot. What kind of fun?" And he didn't respond for a while. So then I followed up with, "Wait, don't you have a girl?" Then he says, "You know, things different when I'm on the road. Be chill. Hit me up after the game."
And he's still telling this chick to hit him up. It wasn't suspicious that she bringing up you having a girlfriend? I mean, he know better than anyone that these thotties don't care about if you got a girlfriend or wife. These true thotties. But hey, just because you know how to play sports don't mean you have a fully functioning brain. So I guess our expectations shouldn't be that high. And let's talk about this chick who's even doing this and entertaining this and playing this whole game. You're a pathetic human being. You don't have anything better to do with your life. Go start a business or something. I know your business is putting a bunch of makeup on, pushing your boobs up, and trying to attract men with money.
Of course, I sent her the screenshot. She saw how easy that was, and that wasn't okay with her. So I was done. I blocked him, and he's...
How is he effed? He got money, women, status, respect. He can get another woman any day. He's not effed. She's effed. What's the chances that she's going to get with another guy in his position? Not saying that, you know, money and status and all that is the end all be all, but the thing about women is once they get a high value man, she's not dating a plumber. She's not going to date a regular guy anymore. She's not going to be happy with him. She's not going to be satisfied with him. So either way, she's effed. If she get another high value man, he going to cheat. If she try to get with a plumber, she's not going to be satisfied and going to cheat and leave him. So in my opinion, she's effed.